families were actors.
Blog Talk Radio.
The three previous rulings in Texas. 26 people, including 20 school children, died in the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. New federal data says the U.S. is dealing with a spike in coronavirus cases. The daily case average is now 78,500. That's a 23% jump in the last 2.5 weeks. Among the states dealing with a spike of 10% or greater over the last 2 weeks include cold weather places like Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan. Even warmer states are seeing that same spike. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is wasting no time attacking his new opponent, Beto O'Rourke. He's calling the former Democratic congressman a socialist who continues to move to the far left.
He is a part of the Ocasio-Cortez wing of the Democrat Party, and that is hostile to the state of Texas.
He's also attacking O'Rourke's stance on guns. The one-time presidential candidate famously said that if elected, he would order mandatory buybacks of assault weapons. Over 600 potential jurors will be questioned for jury selection in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. The 59-year-old socialite has consistently pleaded not guilty to charges she procured and groomed multiple underage victims for sex on behalf of boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein. Jury selection begins tomorrow with opening statements slated for November 29th. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all the KKNW online contests. Entries for our online contests can be completed on the announced website and will be accepted through the deadline published on the contest page. Winners will be selected at random from all eligible entries received. One entry per person. You could win event tickets, trip giveaways, or other prizes of similar value. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150kknw.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. We'll see rain and windy conditions. Those winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 in selected areas. High temperatures around 58, 59 degrees. Tonight, the rain will continue and the wind will die off, but we will see some gusts up to 20 miles an hour at low temperatures, something around about 41. Tuesday, showers in the morning, turning to partly cloudy skies by the afternoon, highs around 50.
I'm Martha Childress with the Natural Choice Network. Join us every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Each week, we invite leaders from our sustainable community to share their unique visions and valuable insights. You'll learn great tools to make your life greener, healthier, and more sustainable for generations to come. Thank you for making the natural choice. That's the Natural Choice Network every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Please join us.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen, and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We're having a great lineup for you, especially today. Today's two shows, since for me, are in response to what all of you as listeners, when we all ask you, what do you want more of? What do you want to hear more of? You know, you tell us. And then what happens is, magically, people with powerful messages come together. They join our network, and that's what today's about. You know, today I'm excited to, if you have not met Dr. Lisa Kohut, you're going to meet her today. But one of the things that I love is growing up with the diverse background that I grew up with is I learned a few things along the way. And one of the things that I learned along the way is to understand the many faces of God. And one of those things that gets left out of the conversation a lot. And this, believe me, if you looked at my spiritual journey, if you looked at my early childhood of Catholicism and Southern Baptist from my mom, and then you looked at my life's journey along the way, I will tell you this, there is a conversation that gets left out all of the time. And the question is why? Why does a conversation about the Holy Spirit just literally saying Holy Spirit get knocked out of the conversations? But yet we call to it. Yet we know the energy of it. Well, here you go. Dr. Lisa Kohut joining me here today, independent licensed and practicing faith-based counselor, is joining me here today. Now, if you know who she is, you know where she practices out of, you know, out of Illinois. But she also is a Love Revolution ministry, and that is part of the movement. So what does that even mean? You know, this is a movement where you tear down the lies that religion has told about the nature of God, and then you replace those with the truth, especially about Jesus. But this is her mission. This is what she does. It's not just about that. You know, you can talk about it, but I got to tell you, talking will get you so far. Taking action is really the other side of the equation. Any of you would know this. You've heard me say it before. Faith without works is dead. And so here we are today. We're talking about the retreats she has. We're talking about the missions, the churches. We're talking about what it means to bring love into the world. But what about the Holy Spirit? I mean, just saying that, what about it? What have we done to not bring the Holy Spirit forward? Now, if you're Dr. Lisa Kohut, here's what you do. You're authoring two books. You're understanding about healing connections. But then you create a show, and your show is about making the Holy Spirit famous. Yeah, totally. That's what we're going to talk about today. You know, what is it that we've kicked to the curb about this, but also what happens to us when we get into those trenches and we are calling for help? Who are we calling? Dr. Lisa, it's great to have you today.
Wow, it's great to be here. What a powerful intro, Dr. Kathy.
Don't you think that's true, though? I mean, isn't that why you're doing a show about making the Holy Spirit famous? Because somewhere, I don't really know the history of this, and I don't really know quite how this happened. But somewhere along the way, we have forgotten the powerful energy, even saying the words Holy Spirit, right? Don't you think? We kind of forgot it. We kind of like made it from the top 10 list, and now like we're trying to bring it back up there, right?
Absolutely. You know, that is absolutely. And you said it so beautifully. And it's actually like bringing a car but removing the engine, right? So bringing a car and saying, okay, look, we're introducing this new thing, and it's going to take you from this place to this place. However, there's one piece missing. And essentially, many would argue, I don't know if many would argue, but many would agree that the engine is a really, really important part of the car. It's the part that gets it moving. And I would say it's the same thing. It's the same thing about the person, Holy Spirit. And I agree with you. Holy Spirit has been ignored. I say the most ignored part of the Trinity. And so there's been this ignorance as a result of ignoring that part. And to the power, represents the power, the one who gives us the power to express, to carry out, remove the guilt, and it came to remove the guilt and the shame and all that. But then we needed to have a person who would give us the power to move and to express the love of God the ways that God's heart would desire, and to express his nature. And without the knowledge or relationship with Holy Spirit, we just can't do that.
And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because, you know, I'm sure people have asked you, what does the Holy Spirit represent? And I want to talk about this for a little bit, because I just shared a little bit about my eclectic background without going into even more of it, right? But there has always been sort of this message around the Holy Spirit. And, you know, people have asked, what does the Holy Spirit bring forward? And I think that is what we don't talk about enough. What does the Holy Spirit bring forward? You know, and if you go back and you think about, you look at what perhaps the scriptures may say, you know, you talk about a lot of times the Holy Spirit, and please correct me if I'm wrong, comes up around the idea of faith and hope. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the idea around faith and hope. All of that, I think the idea of and the essence of Holy Spirit comes up around power, and power is represented through, you know, hope and love. So, like, it's like converting the power into the different sources, the different forces that we desire, right? So it's like, okay, so Holy Spirit is the one, the engine behind the hope, the engine behind the love, the engine behind the healing, the engine behind right perspective. There's a lot of darkness in the world right now, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of chaos. And so just like in the beginning, when there was darkness, where there was chaos, and it was hovering over with the power, waiting to be directed to move on. And then when it was spoken, when God spoke, light, be light, order, and then that's what the vibration is. That name actually means vibration. It's a hovering. It's like what a mother eagle does, mother hen does for her babies. And so it's hovering over, gently waiting for that guidance and to be directed. And so that's essentially what he's waiting. The Spirit of God is waiting for us to say, yes, I want to partner with you. Yes, I do. I say yes. Come in and clean this up.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to tell you, it took me a lot of years. I told you about my stepmom when we met a bunch of times. And my stepmom was notorious from just walking around saying things to us girls before my brother came along. The one thing she said to us girls is about the Holy Spirit, I didn't put together until way later in life. Because if you're me, you're growing up with two doctrines. People think Catholicism and, you know, Christianity, and especially the way my mom's version of it, that they are the same. But they really weren't. They were different, and they were different approaches. And when you put them both together, there's an enormous, enormous power. But she used to, and I might quote, something from Scripture that I never forgot. And when we come back, I want to read that to you. Now, I have to say, in all ignorance, I never knew that what she was saying was, like, when she said John 14:26, I just thought she was like, I didn't know what she was saying, right? When we come back, what are the messages that we could learn from? What if we're looking at the world now from the place of love? What if there was a blueprint? And what if Dr. Lisa Kohut is that advocate to remind us of what is available to us? We're going to take a short break when we come back. What does the Holy Spirit mean to you? And are you aware of the availability? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hello, Doc. with my old friend. I'm going to talk with you again. Because a vision of me.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much for doing that. I am really thrilled to have all of you get to know Dr. Lisa Kohut. And we're talking about, you know, the journey with the Holy Spirit. And this is not just the journey that we're just talking about one time. If you know who she is, then you also know that this is a dialogue with her about what does it mean for her to journey with the Holy Spirit. You know, what has happened in her life to create this awakening. But before we get to that, can you please let folks know, one, how do they find out about you? How do they find out about your work, your retreats, all of the above?
Yes, thank you. So I am on Instagram also, so that's Instagram and YouTube at Holy Spirit Coach. So it's Holy Spirit Coach. And also there's the website loverevolution7.com. So that's loverevolution7.com. So those are some ways and that I would love to hear from you, any of those.
Awesome. I want to take a trip down memory lane with you and talk about the history and your journey. But I want to also share with everybody what I kind of mentioned before the break. And you know this about this. I grew up in this household where I had this stepmom that would come out with these pithy sayings. We never knew where they came from. But one of the ones that she would say in her own way had to do with her belief in the essence of the Holy Spirit. And it is from the Bible. It's from John 14:26, I believe, because she'd always say, and I got it, you know, please don't email me if this is going to sound a little sacrilegious but to some folks, but I just need to tell you this is the way my mom did it. You know, she would say things like J 14:26. So she had her own version of this in a really southern draw, so half of us never knew what she said. But she'd say this one, and the exact phrase is, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in his name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Now, I shared with you during the break like she'd say, look, and paraphrase, she'd say, you got a powerful person on your team, somebody that's going to watch your back. It is the Holy Spirit. And she'd look at me, and she'd say, yeah, like in your upbringing, what do you, you call it what, the ghost, the Holy Ghost. And so I never understood any of that, really. So the point is, there's this energy. What has been your journey? What has ignited you to lead the charge and bring this level of awareness to us in the times we live in today?
Hmm. Well, that's powerful. So I want to say your mom sounds like just amazing, your stepmom. And I know that you also have been very, just from our conversations that we've had, you're very connected with Holy Spirit. And so that's been really awesome to see. For me, actually, it was, so I was not raised in the church at all. Neither of my parents were religious. And so for me, though, I knew in my mind, but had not experienced or encountered. I knew that God existed, but I didn't know from experience. And so at one point I met a friend who I worked with, a coworker, and she started sharing things with me about Holy Spirit. And I was like, and it really intrigued me. Point, I started to pursue relationship and to pursue. I said, I just want it all, everything, wherever it, there's more I didn't know about. In that pursuit, I encountered the person, the Holy Spirit, because before that point, I actually thought, probably like many people do, that the Holy Spirit was a force, was just some source of energy or a force or whatnot, but not a person. And so then I met the person and through an encounter, and I know that you are real. And that's what I wanted. That's what I was seeking. I was like, I want to know that I know that you are real. And so then from that point, when I had that encounter where I was just, actually in my living room, I just was on the floor and just overwhelmed. It was like I'd probably describe it as a cathartic cleansing that I felt. And so then after that, I began to just really develop this relationship with Holy Spirit. Yeah. From there on to where it just transformed my life. It really did. So that's how it started for me.
And, you know, that's why I want to – I'm sorry about that echo. I'm not sure where that's coming from. But that's why I wanted to talk to you about this, because this is what I said, like, at the top. We have more situations, and I have to say they're undocumented because they happen. People feel it. And then they move on. And I know my mom had many of those. I know it. I know it because she talked about it, and she talked about how she was able to move from an abusive relationship, child at 12, second child at 13, and move from that. And she didn't talk about I moved from it because I was a powerful woman. And come on, you're 14. The fact that you're talking with us about this person, right, sometimes when something is so abstract, we don't want to believe it. It's just too abstract, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we're trying to say is that, you know, and especially in your show and especially in what you're doing, is that this is an untapped resource.
Yes. That's a beautiful way of putting it. I would say that absolutely. The Holy Spirit is an untapped resource. And the reason why it is my mission to make the person, the Holy Spirit, famous is because this untapped resource, I believe, is the most powerful untapped resource. And I believe it's the agent. It's the special ingredient that can change this world. You know, the Holy Spirit is also, we were talking about what is it associated with. Well, Holy Spirit is associated with light. And so bringing light to places where there's darkness. And so bringing truth where there's lies, right? And so just like he changes our lives, my life individually, you know, one day at a time, one idea at a time, one revelation at a time, same, he can change that's what I see in the group. So after he changed my life and transformed my life and continually, then I see it, and it's so fun getting to witness and partner with people, whether individually or in groups, and seeing just the transformation that happens so quickly in life, and the light bulb comes on, like, oh, aha, makes us look brilliant. it's awesome, powerful.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think that I want to explore with you a little bit more is because we see things in life and we call them, I don't know, miracles maybe.
Yeah.
And we don't recognize the intervention, if I could use it, with the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing I got to ask you. I was thinking about this weekend as I was going over my notes for the show today. We need some help, humanity.
Yeah.
We need some help to bring us to a place where we are just not hating on each other.
Yeah.
Is that the job of the Holy Spirit?
You know, I think that's probably the most important part, because really what we see, whether it's in our hearts or out there in the world, what we see out there is a direct result and reflection of what's eclectically in our hearts, right? So we don't see anything out there that's not in here first. And so there's a lot of hatred out there, but it starts in the heart. And so, Holy Spirit is the best cleaning agent for that, right? We can't clean our hearts. I can't clean my heart myself. But when I say, all right, Holy Spirit, there's this anger. Would you please come in? Will you please clean that up? Will you give me your emotions? You know, Holy Spirit has emotions. The emotions of the Holy Spirit are love and peace and kindness and gentleness and goodness, you know, and patience and self-control. Imagine if we had a lot more of that, right, out there in the world. And so those are the things, those are the very things, or the lack of those things, or not tapping into or accessing the person of Holy Spirit or into those things that are in us, that makes out there look mm-hmm. and feel unsafe. But also the division, right? And so division, the number one job, I would say, is unity, right? Unity and love. And love includes unity. And unity is not, I'm not talking about the unity that the world thinks of, okay, let's just come together and let's have fun, and the people who are like us, who think like us, who act like us, who look like us, let's just come together and let's stay comfortable and in that zone, and then we can love the lovables. But that is absolutely not, that wasn't the mission that Jesus Christ came. He actually came and included the outliers, those who were being excluded. And that's what Holy Spirit gives us the power. And it's powerful when we can come together in unity mm-hmm. and love one another despite disagreements or differences. We mm-hmm. can forgive and we can say, you know what? Wow, I want to understand. You have a different perspective. Like Dr. Pat, your background, your upbringing was completely different. It's fascinating to me. So you say, wow.
Fascinating to me, Dr. Lisa. Exciting.
Yeah, you could. But I want to, you know, it's like, yes, I want to hear, like, how did Dr. Pat become who Dr. Pat is? I want to understand even and especially the things that are different that about you than what my experience has been. And that's how, you know, we have the space of unity and acceptance in him.
I got to tell you, this is so cool for me.
So I want to talk about something before we go to break, and I want you to pick it up when we come back. Dr. Lisa Kohut joining me here today. Her mission is to make the Holy Spirit famous, and she is on track. Here's the thing I've learned, and I want to talk with you about it when we come back. Now, I am not my mother. I'm a little bit learning different. So my mom must have been raised by my grandmama, who I met. I mean, when I tell you about the rural South, okay, when you went to spend time with grandmama, grandmama, grandpapa Clark, down there in a little teeny town, like small, where you and the Giles brothers would go do some snuff at the rail track, and then the pastor would call you out because that's how small the town is. They saw you at doing it. Mm-hmm. Where these people, my grandmama was so crippled with arthritis, she could hardly move her hands, but she beautifully crocheted. They had no running water. You're thinking, like, what decade is Pat talking about? They had outhouses. She cooked breakfast on a potbelly stove, right? Mm-hmm. But every moment started with love and prayer. My grandmama, I'm going to cry a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My grandmama, who helped raise my two stepsisters, because you're 14. I mean, seriously, you don't even know what you're doing. And I watched my stepmom marry my dad, pick on a family, and then she never gave up. My stepmama taught me the power of perseverance, but she also taught us something else, all of us girls and my brother. She may not have gotten the scriptures right, like politically correct, right? I mean, I'm going to get 100 emails from this show today. I will tell you that right now. But she got the message right. You know, when you heard her say something like, don't you girls know that you are the temple? You are that temple, that God's spirit is in you. It will always be, whether you practice what I'm saying to you, or you disguise, she used to say, are you want to become Jewish? It doesn't matter. You are going to have that spirit in you. And it was later on what she was paraphrasing was Corinthians 3:16, right? Now, how do I know that? Because all of these messages were infused in us. See, and I think that is how this Holy Spirit works. Mm-hmm. You know, she was a messenger. You are a messenger. And I'm doing my best to become a messenger because we have got to heal now.
Yeah.
We have got to heal. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it means to know that the Holy Spirit, or your version of it, y'all, whatever you call this, but your version of the Holy Spirit, right? What is the Holy Spirit doing in your life now? What is it doing? How do you know? How do you know in this season of your life that you have an insider working with you? Let's take a short break. Dr. Lisa Kohut, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to be right back. We're taking your comments and questions, by the way, 1-800-930-2819. We have got a full 2 hours of talking about this. You have asked for it, and we're bringing it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara Company. I've been using the Velara Company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, Dr. Lisa Kohut. Dr. Lisa Kohut is making the Holy Spirit famous, and you can listen to her show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm telling you, it's just fantastic. Dr. Lisa, also, how do people find out more about you? But, you know, more importantly, you're creating a movement, right? This is a movement.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I don't even know where the Holy Spirit is on the list of things, right? Once upon a time, it used to be third. It's like not even third now, but I want to refer to the energy of it, because for our audience, that's the way I want to talk about it. Everybody's going to figure it out for themselves or herself. But you know, when you're in a foxhole, who are you talking with? Who's helping you remember the truth of who you are? Who is that? And so how do people find out about you? But tell us a little bit about some of the things you're doing to make the Holy Spirit famous, because you're not just like, you're like all about faith without works is dead. I mean, you're like, I got to do some work here. I'm not just sitting here talking to Pat about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, first, I'll say this. Myself personally, I have never had a personal desire on any level to be famous.
I haven't either.
As a kid, as a matter of fact, when I was getting on the bus, sometimes the other kids, I was shy, really quiet and shy, and the kids would say, Lisa, when I was getting on, and I absolutely hated it, and had one of my older sisters get on and say, hey, right, that's me personally. But because if I was famous myself, that wouldn't change anything out there about the world. But since I've met the person, Holy Spirit, who is all about love, now when Holy Spirit becomes famous, everything changes.
Yeah.
And so what am I doing? Your question is, what am I doing right now? And I'm partnering with the Holy Spirit. And this is so exciting. This is an exciting time in my life, I believe, because one of the powerful things that Holy Spirit does is it introduces us and connects us with our purpose. We were all created and designed and brought into this world for a specific purpose that only we can do, that only we can carry out. And when we connect with that purpose, it is just electrifying, and it makes life awesome. And so I believe a big part of what we see in the world is people are connected with purpose because they're not connected with Holy Spirit. So one of the things that I do in just connecting, because I partner with Holy Spirit, and I'm about community. We're about community because it's not about me. So we develop community through groups. So we partner to do curriculum, to come up with curriculum for topics, group topics like identity. So there's the identity to purpose group that I partner with Holy Spirit, and then we have community. We have Holy Spirit camps. That's, again, introducing people to the person, Holy Spirit. We have Emmanuel. That's about connection with Jesus. And we have there's a therapeutic fast track to peace class. So I really am in this season partnering with Holy Spirit to. I also do coaching and do individual coaching, counseling, and that's one on one. But I'm more right now doing the groups. And really, all of that is about connecting. It's amazing, Dr. Pat, how quickly community is built, how quickly acceptance and belonging are built in a community where the presence of the Holy Spirit is. People come together and they who've never met before and who don't, they go, oh my gosh, I feel at home. This is amazing. And so it's just, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm partnering with Holy Spirit to do right now. And that's what we're doing.
I got a text message from JK. I don't know how people have gotten my phone. I think it's the Holy Spirit, if you're asking me, because I don't give out my phone number. Hey, JK. Hey, Dr. Pat. Hey, Dr. Lisa. Okay, can Dr. Lisa please talk more about the person Holy Spirit? I have never heard that before, but boy, would that make sense because, okay, I have to read the exact thing, because it really does put meat on the bones. Really? JK, that's so cute. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so we need to talk more about it because JK will talk about it. If you have a follow-up question, yes, please send it to the same place and I'll make sure we follow it up. Yeah, they want to hear more about this because this is a new thing, the person, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And we have to talk about that because, you see, when we bring something that powerful into our being, we don't see it, help me with this, we don't see it as outside ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. We see a likeness. Talk about the power of that because that is a fresh perspective, Dr. Lisa, according to JK here.
The person? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so really, like you said, so in John 14, also John 16 and John 17, but in John 14, as you mentioned earlier, Jesus leaving, and he's preparing his disciples for his departure, and he's explaining to them that he actually says, it is better for you. He said, it's beneficial to you that I go. He says, because if I don't go, then you can, and actually I can just take it straight, read it from here. He says, when he's explaining, he says, I will ask the Father and he'll give you another. And he's talking about another helper. He talks in that particular place, he's talking to the Holy Spirit as the helper, Holy Spirit the comforter, the advocate, as you mentioned, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby. He says, to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. He said, because it does not see him or know him. Again, every time Jesus is talking about Holy Spirit, he references him as pronoun of a person, right? Doesn't say it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so he says, but you know him, him, because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. So he's in us. The Holy Spirit has emotions. We can actually suppress or quench the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit has mind, talks about, again, in 1 Corinthians 2, talks about the Spirit is the one who searches out the mind of Christ. So that we can have the mind of Christ, but we do that only through the Spirit of God. So he's a person who is he's our helper, our comforter, our counselor, our teacher, the one who reminds us, our advocate. For me personally, my best friend. And so what is that? What does that mean? That means I've acknowledged and treat the Holy Spirit as a person and interact with the Holy Spirit as a person. There's times when, for example, I'll share a quick story in regards to how I'm here. I know, Dr. Pat, you also have a powerful story in regards to this whole Transformation Talk Radio, right?
That was led by
the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I didn't do this. I know I didn't do this. I've been very clear about it from day one.
Well, you did in the sense that you agreed and you partnered. You didn't know necessarily who you were partnering with maybe at the time.
Right.
But you did. You said yes. And as scary as it was.
Yeah. And by the way, I never forgot my mom's reference to it. And you know, the way that we knew that the Holy Spirit was a person was she would quote fellowship. She would use that word fellowship. I don't know where that is, but she would quote that fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So when you say fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the very nature of that, you're getting information. We always grew up as if the Holy Spirit was like us, a team member.
Mm-hmm.
But we are forgetting. That's why you're helping us answer this today, right? We need to bring this back, because the power of this
is
available to us, right?
Right. And it actually takes away. So, again, without Holy Spirit, we have religion. Without Holy Spirit, we have rules, because that's what comforts people. It's predictability. Predictability makes people feel comfortable. Unpredictability, which sometimes mystery, which Holy Spirit can bring that, really creates discomfort. But Holy Spirit is about relationship. And to me, that is what my walk is. It's beyond Christianity 101, where it's like, okay, what's the rule? What's the relationship? What's the person thing? Okay?
It brings the abstract. It brings the abstract to feet on the ground.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like my uncle used to say, is an ex-military. So he would say, you know, you got to bring that loving kindness to boots on the ground, he would say. Boots on the ground. That was his reference to it, right? Mm. I had a lot of people say a lot of things like that. My family was full of these one-liners, and it's taking me a lifetime to figure it out. But you understand what the message is, right? I mean, you don't have to have a PhD to figure out what my uncle's saying or my mom's saying.
Yeah, right. And well, that's what brings the person, Holy Spirit, alive, right? Mm-hmm. What brings them to life is the power of, you know, the Bible says, bless, not just forgive, right? Forgiveness is, sometimes you can have a hard time with forgiveness, which is actually like a lower level. He says, don't just forgive those who hurt, bless those who curse you. Well, that is, right, that's bringing the kindness. Be kind. Pray for those who you don't like, who have hurt you.
Yeah.
So that's bringing it. Now, how do we do that? We have two natures, right? We have a carnal nature and we have a divine nature. And there can be a war. And the war is, nope, I don't want to give you spirit nature power. I don't want to give you that. I don't want to yield to you. So the carnal nature can war and battle against it and say, no, why should I forgive this person? They hurt me. Why should I be kind?
Right.
And so that's what the power, that's what the power of the person, Holy Spirit, helps us to do. And also, I don't want it, like, I was invited to resign from my position 5 years ago. I was working in a school, and I was as a school psychologist, school counselor, and Holy Spirit said, and I did it for 11 years, and said, okay, your season here is done. And so I'm inviting you to something more. I'm inviting you to another level of influence and another level of freedom. And now, that was scary because that was really, again, my only, from what I could see, you know, again, I was stepping out of what I could see in regards to income, and I enjoyed what I did, but into what I have now, which is the freedom doing the private practice, the groups, and really partnering on a full level. So that was something, just saying yes, like you did, saying yes to that invitation to step into something that I couldn't see all of the results. I couldn't see the outcome. I couldn't see, but say yes, because I trusted and believed and had a relationship with Holy Spirit and knew that what he was inviting me into would be good, even if I couldn't see. It would be good and would be best for me.
You know, I want to talk about this in the last couple of minutes we have left, Dr. Lisa, because it's something that I've caught myself doing here in the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. There are country songs that have been written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't listen to Jesus Take the Wheel? 2 years, there's this realization that I've come to, all of us here, right? Well, let me speak for me, Jessica, and Linda. And the realization is we knew that we had to call in some powerful works,
mm-hmm.
right, for mm-hmm. us to stay on track with our vision and our dream.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to extraordinary lengths to do that, to make that happen. Daily practices, even the brain tap. Bought myself a brain tap, but, you know, whatever it was going to be to have that reminder. I just don't want it to be so hard for us to be reminded of what the Holy Spirit can do. Let's talk to that, because you and I are not talking here about some far out, let's bring people back together, because we must bring people back together. We must find a way to do that, right?
Absolutely. And you know, the good news about Holy Spirit is that all we have to do, like your question, how do we remember? We can make a decision, right? It's really about that decision. I make a decision. I am going to be aware of your presence every moment that I think of it. Aware of the presence of Holy Spirit, right? Just like we're aware of the presence of a person who's, now I'm aware of your presence right now. I'm talking to you, right? You're in front of me. Just as much as I can be aware of your presence, I can be aware of the presence of Holy Spirit, who is with us also and who's in this conversation. And so that awareness, and then just that alone increases the expression. That's the funnest thing that I do, is really help people connect with the presence and with the person of Holy Spirit. Just today, before this call, I was talking to someone, and we did an activity where, you know, he was having dialogue with the Holy Spirit, and he was like, it's like, what was that like? He was like, wow, you just came through. Like, I've never experienced, you know, his voice that way, and the voice that way, and that encouragement and that comfort, and that's what he does. And so the good news is that we don't have to figure out how to bring all the people together. We just, each one step at a time, do our part, say yes to the invitation, and he just works it all out for us, connects us with. I didn't know Transformation Talk Radio, but I know the Holy Spirit led me to your Transformation Talk Radio. Actually, a friend of mine forwarded the link to me, and I said, okay, and then I knew, yep, he said, it's a go. So.
Well, this is interesting. I got just came in from a friend of mine, lives in New York City, and says, hi, Dr. Pat. I'm so
I'm so glad I have to read it the way it's written. I'm so glad you're talking about us Jews today, too. Hey, just so you know, in Judaism, it refers to the Holy Spirit, refers to divine force. Oh, boy, this is an abbreviated text. Divine force, quality, influence of God over the universe. So there we go. That's my friend in New York, and then she goes on to say, "Hey, you're gonna do a holiday show." Yes, we do one every year, but we still have to really understand and learn the power of incorporating this every day in our life, incorporating the Holy Spirit in every day of our life. That's what you're doing to help us do that. Correct?
Correct. Every day, every minute, into every aspect of our lives, right? It's not, you go, "Oh, I didn't know I could ask the Holy Spirit about that." I invited the Holy Spirit when I was in school doing my degree. I said, "Holy Spirit, help me to study. What's the best way to study?" I mean, things like that. Holy Spirit, I will ask often, somebody's in front of me, and I'll say, "Holy Spirit, what's on your heart for this person? What is your mind? What are your thoughts towards this person? Give me what's God's heart towards," and then speak it. And it's just, right, his heart is always encouraging, because the way heaven sees us is completely different than the way we see each other. We don't even begin to. And so he tells us in the Bible, he says, Paul actually says in Corinthians, going forward, don't relate to one another only from the flesh, from the carnal nature. In other words, don't just use your natural eyes to see who's in front of you, to see your circumstances, to see who's around you, to see the person who you might be judging. Don't use your carnal eyes, but ask the Spirit of God, say, "How do you see this person? Who are they to you?" Because there is there's always so much more. Do I have time for a really quick story about that?
You've got about 60 seconds, so go for it.
Okay. There was this lady. She was being, being held gunpoint, or she thought it was gunpoint, and she looks at the person, and this is a really abbreviated story, but she looks at the person, and she immediately saw God's perspective. She saw another view of this person who was obviously holding her gunpoint, not a favorable situation. And that person saw, there was an exchange that happened. We don't know. I can't explain. But there was an exchange that happened. That person put the weapon down, started to walk away. And it was just really a supernatural thing. Now, obviously, police still came and everything, but that's just an example of the power of the spiritual eye.
Yeah.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk. A 11:50 traffic update for around the sound. We're over on I-5 northbound, just south of the 520. There's a disabled vehicle partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Also, we have some mudslides on Highway 101 in both directions around milepost 185 near Calvin Road to milepost 188. The road has been closed for that maintenance. Clear up that. Also, on State Route 516 eastbound at State Route 18, there's a collision partially blocking most of the lanes in that area. Please bring your patience along with you there. And stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's Living Excellently with Gina Key. Being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Attorneys in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial are giving their closing arguments. The 18-year-old claims he drove to Kenosha, Wisconsin to protect businesses from looters last year during protests over a police shooting. The jury in the homicide trial is expected to get the case when attorneys finish. New federal data says the U.S. is dealing with a spike in coronavirus cases. The daily case average is now 78,500, a 23% jump in the last 2.5 weeks. Among the states dealing with a spike of 10% or greater over the last 2 weeks include cold weather places like Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. New York City is making sure all residents 18 and older can get the coronavirus booster shot. The city's health commissioner, Dr. Dave Chokshi, says doctors should no longer use risk as a factor when seeing if someone qualifies.
Providers should not turn a patient away if they request a booster. So long as they're 18 and older and it has been at least 6 months since a Moderna or Pfizer dose, or at least 2 months since a Johnson & Johnson.
New York State rules show adults who are at increased risk for COVID exposure are eligible for the booster. However, city officials argue because of New York City's high density, all residents are at higher risk. Alex Jones is being found guilty in all Sandy Hook defamation suits. Lisa G reports.
A judge in Connecticut has ruled that because Jones refused to turn over documents ordered by the courts, he was guilty by default. For years, the far-right broadcaster maintained the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012 was a government-led plot to confiscate firearms and that the families were actors in on the scheme. 26 people, including 20 school children, died in the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell reportedly tried to disinvite former President Trump from President Biden's inauguration. A new book by an ABC reporter claims that after the January 6th riot, the Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky was worried about giving Trump another chance to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Whether you're looking to stay in the workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Mondays at 7 o'clock a.m. here on KKNW to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. What will be rain and windy conditions? Those winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 in selected areas. High temperatures around 58, 59 degrees. Tonight, the rain will continue and the wind will die off, but we will see some gusts up to 20 miles an hour at low temperatures, dropping down about 41. Tuesday, showers in the morning, turning to partly cloudy skies by the afternoon. Highs around 50.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 channel 3.
How many ways to listen?
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Excellently. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit, with host Gina T. Joining Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you curious about how to live a more excellent life? Do you understand the extraordinary masterpiece you were intended to be? With willingness, you can make change that creates ripples in the world. Together, we can change the world with an essence of love, joy, compassion, and grace. Tune in as Gina T. guides you to spiritual alignment, continuing your life journey with awe and wonder. Level up to live excellently, give generously, and trust unconditionally.
Wow, everybody, welcome. Benny, you did such a great job on that opener, Benny.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Wow. That's one of your finest, I think.
Oh,
good.
20 years finally finished. All right. I'm going to hit it up, Pat. I'll see you later.
Well, it's really good. I love the whole thing, like the music and like when you pause and like Gina. Jeez.
Perfect for her.
I love
perfect for her.
Did that. What a super. That was like, what do you say? Knocked it out of the park. Benny did
correct.
On that
correct.
One. All of our producers get to participate in the making of a show, and let me thank them all. Jacob is at the helm today. Hi, Jacob. Olivia is making sure that we look great on Facebook. Hi, Olivia. And Benny, of course, is pushing a million buttons to pull it all together so it all goes to the right place. But none of this happens without all of you, the best audience on the planet. You have been so and been with us for 18 years. And I'm telling you, we're making good on our promises. One of the things that has happened, and I want to introduce Gina T to you. One of the things that has happened is we have had more requests for three different channels. And the people know we're getting ready to launch things. We've had more requests. And about a year ago, we were asked to hurry up and put up the God Talk channel. And we couldn't do that in a way that was going to meet my standards. Better yet, it was not going to meet God's standards for what. And I say this in a very open perspective about it. Because today you're going to meet Gina, Gina T, living excellently with Gina T. Become your masterpiece aligned in heart, mind, and spirit. Today we're talking about Bible scriptures which expose your value. Become your most excellent self. Now, here's a little bit about the show. You know, does the idea, this is a great question from Gina, does the idea of reading Bible seem too religious or outdated, as if there's nothing relevant in it for you? Whatever your perception is, you might be surprised to discover that it's a guide to realize your highest potential and become the masterpiece you were designed to be, made in the image of love. Now, Gina, you should know about Gina T. You're going to hear a lot about Gina. This is a great show, but Gina is more than that. She is a spiritual alignment coach. She has been doing that, you know, since 06. Something was going on in 06 and 07, I'm just saying. But more than that, she's the owner of An Excellent Life. She's hosted retreats, workshops. It's like I said in the last show, if you all were listening, my favorite quote, and it also appeared in the hit series The Walking Dead. My favorite quote was, faith without works is dead. Now, for a long time, I misquoted that because my stepmom had like a little accent. So I thought she was saying, faith without works is death. Same idea, but a little bit different spin. But here we are. When you take a look at Gina T and the exploration of her Christian background, but at a new level, what do you think she encountered? You're going to hear that today. What do you think she uncovered? What do you think the message is in the world today? First generation Italian American coming to the plate, California native, but now is talking about something that all of us can wrap our minds around. You know, maybe that comes from really having to do something she didn't think about. Maybe becoming a single mom. Maybe raising seven children on her own. Maybe as co-founder of Lotus. I can go maybe. But the point is this. We're not going to have a conversation about how she's not living up to faith without works. Is that Gina T? Great to have you.
Thank you for having me on your show, Dr. Pat. I'm really excited to be here.
Man, I got to start with your journey, if I could. I want to come out of the gate. And I want to come out of the gate because everyone that says yes to a life course like this, a pathway, a purpose, some people say, right? Mm-hmm. There is always a deep story behind it. I would like to know from you, what challenges, what obstacles, what happened? Who tapped you on the shoulder? Who hit you by a 2x4? What happened to bring you to this very moment to be an advocate for the message of love?
Oh, gosh. It's been a long road.
That's
sure.
Why we do an hour show.
Well, as I said, as a first-generation Italian Catholic family, we had our rules, and we needed to follow them. And my dad was in the Marines for 21 years, and so we saluted, yes, sir, Daddy. So I had a really rough start. But, you know, when you're little, you don't know that. You don't recognize things that are abusive as abuse. You don't recognize a lot of things that, and not just from one perspective. I had friends in school girlfriends who were manipulating. And I didn't know all that, you know, because we're innocent children. And somewhere along the way, when I left my first husband because he was abusive, I wanted to get an annulment from the Catholic Church, and that was the biggest challenge. And I said, I don't think that's in the Bible. So I started going to different Christian churches. Yeah.
I just shared this story about my stepmom. So, yeah, keep going.
You do know. Yes, I know your story. And it's pretty similar in a lot of ways. It seems that when humans get involved and our ego takes over, and I've heard this, ego stands for edge God out. Yeah. When we start doing that, and it can be anywhere, anytime, in a church, in a store, in your job, when we start to edge God out of our lives, it disconnects us from that alignment. It's like pulling the plug out of the wall, and now you can't use that appliance anymore. There's no more electricity going to it. And that's why it's so important. And that's when I decided, well, it wasn't then, it was a little bit later because I was working many hours and raising my kids on my own. I found that if I didn't get back into this alignment in my spirit, and who am I aligning with? I don't know, but I have to find out. If I don't do that, my life is going to turn out in a very dark way.
Yeah.
So
And I mean, don't you really find it interesting? I want to just ask you this, because I really been thinking about this a lot. Don't you really find it interesting how we find strength out of adversity?
Exactly. Yeah. It is really interesting, and we have to continue to be resourceful and resilient so that we can keep seeing that, keep seeing the answers to our questions. And I think that's the journey that a lot of us have stayed on, and it's taken us to an amazing level, you know, and we keep leveling up.
And one of the things that brings us here is really the translation of those life experiences, or rather, let me say transmutation of our life experiences to bring us to this point that we are uniquely made in the image of love, compassion, and grace. And that's a powerful part of your message. So help us remind ourselves of to know who we are.
So, as we're going along in life, you innately know that there's something you want to belong to, something you want to connect to. We don't have it right in front of us because for generations or, you know, it's been covered up. Circumstances and experiences, and not just ours, but other people's. So we are born into those. And it's each one of our personal responsibility, especially as we become an adult. We need to take personal responsibility for moving into the space of knowing where we come from, who we are, how we were created as a masterpiece from the very beginning. So once we do, and we start using our thoughts, words, and actions in a different way, it multiplies your ability to live a better life.
Mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the things that we discover along the way about our nature, right? Especially when we read part of the scriptures that says God created humans in his own image, right? Struggle to live up with that, right?
Yes, and I think a lot of the reason is because we don't really understand what that means. Because it also says, you know, he made them human, male and female in his image. What in the world does that even mean? I don't know. So, yeah, and translations, you know, could account for a lot of the confusion. But what it came down to for me, and I'm not bragging, but I've read the Bible 11 times, and each time I read a little bit, I ask for wisdom, and I journal.
Yeah.
I write down every thought that comes into my mind because it's God-inspired. It's not me, which is awesome. It takes responsibility off of me, but definitely God-inspired. And we have that skewed vision of ourselves because of generations and experiences and circumstances and expectations that are unrealistic. So when God tells us that we are created in his image, he's telling us that we were created in the image of his Holy Spirit, the divine spirit who's here with us right now, who is a direct connection to infinity. And the whole idea of that is the spirit is all-encompassing love, compassion, and grace. And that's where we find joy.
Yeah. You know, part of this too, and I think the reason things are coming up for, let me just call it reevaluation, that's my term, is because of the times we're living in now. You know, the level of the divisive nature of what we're living in right now. And, you know, this is a conversation that has to include our capacity to imagine and create. Because if we're not imagining a world that is filled with love and compassion and grace, then we're literally not holding that in the unspoken consciousness that we bring forward, are we?
Correct. Yeah. And I use the word recalibration.
I love that. That's a good word. Yeah, no, right.
Yeah, recalibrating with who I originally was intended to be. So the supreme being that lives in you and through you is breathed into you and spoken into being from the essence of imagination and creativity, like you said, mm-hmm. and love, compassion, and grace. This emits the capacity that we have to imagine and create, because if you look around you at this world, it took a lot of imagination and creativity to make all the different types of frogs and everything, you know, trees, whatever's out there.
Right now I'm fascinated with spiders. I'm just having a good time. Yeah, I want to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special, right on the show today, Living Excellently with Gina T. Become your masterpiece aligned in heart, mind, and spirit. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to do this. You know, are you in the belief that you are a masterpiece? What does that look like? And if that is true, then what is the revealing process so that you can look in the mirror and see it? When we come back, we're going to talk about the bridge between the capacity to imagine and then create enormous, enormous passion and grace. And if we do that, where do we go from there? Do you believe you were born as a masterpiece? Stay tuned. We're going to take that on. Gina T is going to take that on. We'll be right back.
Taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Ready to begin your life journey? You have the ability already inside you to unlock your inner masterpiece. You may just need some support to get there. Working with Gina T is a collaborative, encouraging, and creatively resourceful experience. Let Coach Gina T be your guide to living excellently. Contact Coach Gina T today to find out more about one-on-one sessions. Visit GinaTCoach.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit youarepurepotential.com for more info.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Courtney Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. For those of you out there living excellently with Gina T, we're going to talk more about what this means. But how do we get exposed to our values? How do we get exposed to our values so we can become our most excellent selves? How do we do that? You know, there was something my mom used to say, and I never knew where she got it from, but one of the sayings was, know what's in front of your face, and what is hidden from you will be disclosed to you, for there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And what I loved about that is every day for me is a revelation. Every day for me is a discovery. And I wonder how you all are making out discovering you're a masterpiece. I wonder where you are. And I'm not going to talk about that. Gina T is. Gina, before we roll, let's take a minute and let folks know how they can find out more about you. Tell us about what you've got going on, free meditations, books, all of the above.
All of the above. I have a free meditation on my website. It should be on by this afternoon. And it's to help you become that person in alignment and know that you are anointed. Holy means anointed. So the Holy Spirit is the anointing spirit that comes and anoints us, but we need to purposefully get into that alignment to have it. So my website is GinaT.com. Very simple. I'm on Instagram, Gina T Coach, and I'm on Facebook as well, but I do more on Instagram, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Well, I love it, because let's talk about this idea. This is what we kicked off at the beginning of the show. And let's talk about this. From your perspective, how do scriptures expose us to our value, our personal value? You know, and then how does that then guide the way for us to become our most excellent self? And before the break, I asked the question, how many people believe they were born a masterpiece? Take us on the journey to understand that statement.
Okay, well, there was a long time ago that I didn't believe that. And people would say, you need to love yourself more. And I had no idea what that meant. No one would explain it to me. I was back in the 80s. You know, it's just one of those things that people would say. And I would say, how? And they couldn't tell.
Yeah.
So I went on a quest. And you probably know about World of Warcraft. It's all about going on quests.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an inspiration for me. I didn't play it, but later on my sons did. And I was like, yeah, the quest.
Right.
Yeah, and if I take it seriously, I'm going to find whatever's at the end of that quest, what I'm looking for. I also need to have a spirit of, or a feeling, a sense of childlike wonder and reverence and respectful awe for life, for humans, for everything around me, for every day that I get to wake up and do more. So it's an attitude that we can develop. And then I was looking at a lot of different quotes and a lot of different, not just philosophies or religions, because that's a little too much. So I found Michelangelo said, every block of stone has a statue in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a task of the sculptor to discover it. I saw an angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. This is the spirit and soul alignment we all innately crave. And it's right here on the inside. So that it becomes each person's personal responsibility to carve away what no longer serves that purpose.
Yeah.
And it's a lifelong quest of being perfected.
Yeah, you know what I love about that story that you just shared, because I want to really reference it for a minute for everybody. What I love about it is how quick we are to think that we do not have the capacity or ability of a Michelangelo.
Mm.
I mean, how we are really quickly to point out, I'm begging for money at the Port Authority, right? And I really think this is because of my upbringing by my stepmom. I never thought for a minute that I would remain homeless. Never entered my mind. But it's so often, though, other places in my life where I have felt defeated, where I had felt that there was so much chiseled out of stone, there wasn't very much left to create a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really what you're helping people remember, isn't it? This is what you're helping people how to keep our eyes on the prize, so to speak. And the prize is us.
Exactly. There's a quote, there's a verse in the Bible that talks about the pearl of great price. You are the pearl of great price.
Mm.
It took a lot to get to where you are. And everything's temporary. You know, all the bad stuff we go through, it's all temporary. And if we know that, we can start seeing past it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the essence of who you are in your spirit, made in the foundation of love, you can begin to surrender everything that isn't part of God's love.
Mm.
And you begin to love yourself for the mere fact that you were made by love. That was the answer to my question. When people say you need to love yourself, and you say, I don't know how. I don't know what you mean.
Right.
That's it.
Praise what you just said. You know, I come from an upbringing, especially, and I keep referencing my stepmom. I must be channeling her today, where she was a firm believer that no matter what you go through in life, you're going to land in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
That was just her philosophy. You know, maybe Pat, you got rejected by 36 schools, but the school that actually accepted you and made you wait a year, what was the gift in that? Well, here's the gift. The gift in that was I got to move to Seattle. I spent a year in Seattle not having to do anything, right? I did a little bit job searching, looking for this, looking for that, but I was on a wait list for Claremont.
Hmm.
And I had that time to be with my dog in the last year of his life, right? How special was that? To meet a group of people, you know, to strengthen my spirituality, to volunteer. So here's a scenario where you're thinking everything is coming down, the walls are coming down. But literally, isn't it interesting how God somehow knows that you need that time to build up your strength for what's about to come? And I find that fascinating when I look back, that I've always been given that time. Even if I thought, man, this is painful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that time in my life was a very special time. That 1 year before I got the letter, come down to Claremont in 94, it was a very special time. I met the most interesting people and artists to ride my Harley. Isn't the work that you do of importance in helping people remember what you just said, that these things are temporary, and when we come back or bounce back, we bounce back better. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, are you ready to bounce back to the image, to the sculpted piece, that you are a valuable reflection of love? Are you ready to do the bounce back to that? Are you ready to reveal that piece of art that you are? When we come back, Gina T is going to take us on a journey of how we are uniquely and wonderfully made. And what about our experiences guide us to become better? Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Gina T.
Though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Ready to begin your life journey? You have the ability already inside you to unlock your inner masterpiece. You may just need some support to get there. Working with Gina T is a collaborative, encouraging, and creatively resourceful experience. Let Coach Gina T be your guide to living excellently. Contact Coach Gina T today to find out more about one-on-one sessions. Visit GinaTCoach.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Tormi Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Tormi.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. These intuitive healers studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You're listening to Living Excellently with Gina T and me, Dr. Pat. This is about becoming your masterpiece aligned in heart, mind, and spirit. You know, today we're, Gina is taking us on a journey in exploring, you know, Bible scriptures. How do they expose our value to help us become our most excellent selves? Before we jump in to really looking at the blueprint that shows us about our reflection, how do people find out more about you? How can they work with you? All of the above.
Thank you. My website, GinaT.com.
I only have two services, either one-to-one coaching or a subscription, which is a monthly coaching with me, a Zoom meeting with whoever else is in the group, and other extra things. And so I love giving what I have, because this life thing is kind of difficult, and it's just gotten even more difficult with our parameters kind of shortening a little bit. So I like to share what I know and what's taken me years and tears and whatever else to get here.
Well, you said it.
Yeah. So, there. And I have a book. I was having some glitches with the paperback, so it's not up. I took it down because it was not working out well. But there is an ebook, Become Your Masterpiece, and it's part of my coaching, how I begin with people that I coach.
And that'll be on the way in the future for people to just, you know, put on their radar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, this is a reminder that all of us need to have, because we've gone through some tough times. We're second-guessing ourselves. There have been people giving up faith, really not sure about hope. A lot of conversation in the pop culture and the media about, we don't understand why people are not coming back to their jobs. Okay, well, I can give you a little insight why people wouldn't come back to their jobs. The same reason I didn't go back to the workforce after my loss. It was an exploration, right? But it's what you're talking about now. It's like, here you are. How do we tap into that beautiful reflection of love? I mean, like, we got to do our own mirror, mirror on the wall, you know, right? This is really the time for us to see that reflection. How do you help people? How do you work to help us understand how perfectly, uniquely, and wonderfully made we are? Even when you lose your job, your spouse leaves you, your partner leaves you, maybe you're like me, you come home one day and all your stuff is in the front yard and you have no place to go. Help us remember this, and then what do we do?
Well, you just reminded me of Psalm 23, about walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And when I read that a few times some years ago, and I realized it's only a valley, it's only a shadow. It's not really death. It feels like death when you're going through it. But you need to keep going through it. You can't stop there or take a detour. You have to get to the other side. So you need to go through it. And one of the pieces of that puzzle is gratitude. Knowing that when you are grateful and you thank God for every little piece of this thing, even the things that are uncomfortable and disturbing and even make you fearful, but you can't stay there because you are grateful for those things, because as you were talking about your story, it got you where you needed to go and it gave you some more texture in your life.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, so that's one of the main things, and that's how I've taught my kids. And I hear things from them, and I see them emulating, you know, the things that I've taught them. And that's the best form of what's the word? Sorry. when someone looks up to you.
Yeah, it's the best model of reflection.
Yes.
Right. It's the best model. And, you know, I commented on this in the last hour, and I kind of joked about it, but I really started to think about this. I must mention my stepmom, Benny. Probably everybody's going to roll their eyes right now, but I must be mentioning my stepmom almost every day on the show. And the question is, why now? I mean, I've talked about my stepmom before. But it's almost every day I'm getting a message from her, right? It's in the vein of what you just talked about. It's in the vein of remembering. It's in the vein of reflecting. It's in the vein of keeping your heart open, even when you really just want to lock it up and shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're living in a time now where we need to not shut our hearts to each other, but this is a time to chip away the crust that's around our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So we could see that we are human to human, people, person to person. Not a skin color, not a religion. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Definitely. And you're right. There has to be that openness. We can't shut down. We each have that choice. In fact, I talk myself through it every once in a while. I just want to stop.
Yeah.
And hide in my room.
Oh, boy.
Hide in my room.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I realized I hadn't gone out all weekend.
Oh, no.
And this morning, I was talking to Linda on the way to the office, and I was, like, thinking, yes, it was a big work weekend for us. But was it really, or did I just feel like being like a cave person for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, you just don't want a couple of days to turn into a couple of months, right?
No, definitely not. No. And I try to at least get outside for 10 minutes if that's all I have.
Yeah.
And just get out of my four walls. And get a new perspective, because we do get trapped easily. Our minds play tricks on us. And then we start, you know, getting into different types of fear. And that is an absence of love, where I don't want to be. You know, I'm sure most people don't. They just don't know how. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. It's easy to get trapped in our own space, whether it's our head space or physical space or whatever, or in a relationship that's detrimental to us. But all it takes is standing up and saying, no, this is what I don't want. Now I need to go search for what I do want.
Can you talk about what you just said? I want to get back to it, you know, about fear being an absence of love. It's a great way to look at it, isn't it?
It is. It's not easy to explain in just a couple of minutes. However, I will try to.
Yeah, go for it.
When I know who I am and where I came from, and not in an arrogant way, it's actually humbling when you know this enormous piece of of divinity has looked at us and said, I love you and I want to make you in this way with this core foundation that has everything good in it.
Mm.
And it's something that we need to find and get back to. And once we do, once you feel it in your gut, you just know that you can express this love to yourself and to others in such a way of honor and respect that all the other issues disappear. So anything that doesn't feel like that is a lack of love, and it brings fear into our hearts because it opens up the door that says, oh my gosh, what about this? And what if this? And, you know, those things, those are all from fear, and you can choose to keep it or get rid of it. No, I don't want that. So I'm going to look for this instead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many times, from your reference, how many times has there been a reference in the Bible, maybe not in those words, maybe don't be afraid, maybe like that. You understand what I mean? There are so many.
So many. I know. I wish I had that number right here because, yeah, there are so many.
But the point is,
be strong and courageous.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, I thought about this a lot because, you know, I work with young women in a recovery program.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people know this, but those recovery programs are spiritual programs. That's out of the gate. That's absolutely foundational to those programs. And, you know, when we're looking at something like that, and this, by the way, there are other things in those programs. I mean, they're really, really tough things in there. But what I often think about is that the emphasis is you must put, and yet is one of the most difficult things, one, to explain, and two, to put in practice.
Yes, that's true. It just takes making one choice at a time.
But it's a cornerstone. It's really a cornerstone. I want to talk with you for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and skip the break. I want to talk with you for a minute about how we take everything we've talked about. How do we express that love to ourselves, right? How does it show up? One, yes, as an expression, but two, as behavioral, right?
Right.
And how do we then turn that into the movement desires? Let's talk about how we take that love or reflection of love and that value and transmute that into manifesting desires. How did it happen for you?
I can't be specific about how it happened for me because there were so many things happening all at once.
But the point is it does happen, right?
It does happen. It does. Yeah, you can't run from it forever. There's something that happens, but then you have to choose to either go with it or not. One of the main expressions of love that I've learned a lot more about in the last 15, 20 years is grace.
Oh.
Now, having grace for yourself or someone else is not exposing or their weakness to be ridiculed. So, and that came about because I was every once in a while in a group of women who liked to talk about other people.
Mm.
They gossiped a lot, and that's a total lack of grace. Because when you're exposing someone else's weakness, you create all kinds of other feelings in yourself and the people who are listening. And then that person becomes a pariah. And that's a complete lack of love. So when we know what the lack is, then we can turn that around and say, I am going to not expose other people's weaknesses, but if I see someone struggling, I will go and I will ask them, or, you know, I'll get involved and I'll say, like you do with those women, you're getting involved to help them to get from point A to point whatever's next for them.
Yeah.
So that's a huge part of expressing our love to ourselves and to each other. And when we're doing that for other people, it inevitably comes back to us.
Yeah. You know, this is why this conversation is so important, and you're right about that. You know, you're right about it coming back to us. You know, some people talk about it as energy. Some people talk about it as many other things. But there is a law in the universe about this, right? There are a lot of references to what that law might be, but there really is a law of love, right? I don't know anybody's ever called it that. There's a law of attraction, there's law. But there is a law of love, and nobody did it better than Peace Pilgrim. Peace Pilgrim's story is just mind-blowing. But the message you're bringing out today is there's so much available to us to reinforce this message. We just need to know how to get to it, and we need to know how to use it in our daily lives. Isn't that, you know, maybe I'm projecting, but if we don't have tools, I have a lot of tools to remind me. I have an alarm that goes off that says you have to stop and listen to something spiritual or you have to do a mantra. I have like an alarm because I need a lot of tools. What have you learned to help people today to remember such an infinite world of possibilities available to them to use?
Well, that's what drew me to the Bible scriptures that I already knew, but I didn't really fully understand. And I would listen to people talk about them, but I'd keep going thinking to myself, no, that wasn't everything. There's more. There's a verse that says you already have everything in your spirit to live a holy and godly life. You already have it. That is already
is already there, and you have everything. Those two words right there, already and everything. You have access to everything that God's Holy Spirit has for you, mm-hmm. holding a big, you know, bag of gifts. And all we need to do is reach in and take one at a time and open it up. And teaching people about this is not always easy because they all have their own blinders on from their own experiences and the expectation either from them or other agendas, whatever else they grew up with. And, I mean, I have all those as well. I can go back and reference them, but they're not going to do most people any good because they can't relate to them. And I can't always relate to someone else's. So the main thing is to be focused on the goodness of life.
Yeah. And I think that, for me, is what the biggest reminder is today, is really to understand that we can do small things to accomplish great outcomes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're sharing today. You know, it's the miracle of being willing to engage. See, it doesn't really take a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You know, being willing to engage. You know, in that program I mentioned, there's only one requirement in all of those programs. There's only one requirement, and that is a willingness. That is the number one requirement to walk in those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Not you have to have this, or you have had to do this, or you have to have X. No, it's a willingness. And from that willingness, you decide you're going to do what it takes to make that change happen. And what you're bringing out, Gina T, is you're bringing out the availability and infinite possibilities. So that we don't have to struggle trying to figure out what's available to me, what do I need to know, right? Isn't that mainly, you know, a large part of what you're doing to help people?
Yes, that is my hope, to always be able to come and flip the switch. And when the electricity starts to flow, then all the other things, the lights go on, and you start seeing things differently.
You know, it's interesting. I want to share this story with you, and I want you to comment on it. I remember my uncle before he died. My grandma on my mama's side had a famous meatball recipe. Very exact, though. I mean, there were some things you could mess around with, but there was something very specific in that recipe. And I remember my uncle asking me to make them for him. He was like 90-something. And I could not get the exact ingredient for it. I couldn't get the exact ingredient. And I took a shortcut. And I even bought a more expensive ingredient. And wouldn't you know, one bite from my uncle, and he was, this is not the recipe. And I think about what you're sharing. If we have the recipe in front of us, it's right there. The recipe to do exactly what you're saying, to recognize the masterpiece in us. That would cause us not to follow the instructions. I mean, you got to become the Julia Child of your masterpiece in a lot of sense, don't we?
Right. Yes. I don't know, but there are some people who won't implement the things that they learn, and I think that's what holds a lot of people back is actually implementing, because we can learn all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And people say knowledge is power, but it's not without implementation.
Yeah. And you left a giant invitation today that leads to implementation, and you just nailed it here. And you talked about the power of gratitude. See, that in itself is such a bonus, isn't it? If we could just learn that. not gratitude for the great things that show up, but I think you mentioned gratitude for everything. Didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Wow. Gina, thank you for today. Please, again, mention how people can connect with you. And then I would love to know what your personal message is. But first, let's give folks some information.
Okay. Instagram, Gina T. Coach. My website, GinaTCoach.com. Those are the two main ways to get a hold of me. Let's see. And then...
what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? Yeah, and you know, maybe you want to give us a scripture for of the day, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say... don't wait. Tomorrow is going to be a different day. And even though it's a new day and a new chance to do good things,
mm-hmm.
start your journey, start your quest. Whether it's with me or on your own, ask for wisdom when you read anything, not just the Bible, but ask for wisdom and how you can assimilate it and implement it into your life. I do have a couple of scriptures here from Proverbs 4:7, do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. And obviously, it's been said 3 times in there at least. You can't say it enough. It's so important. It's more than knowledge.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And she is magnificent and available all the time to us, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Gina T, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. By the way, for those of you that are, I had somebody text me and say, how can we tell you about what shows we'd like to have? Just send us an email at comments@thedrpatshow.com and let us know what you want to hear more of. That's why we did the 2 shows today. We hear you. Gina, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for helping us out today, for imparting her wisdom on us. Olivia, thank you. Benny, thank you. Jacob, and to all of you out there, please, please, please know you are the best audience in the world, and you are what gets us up every day to make sure we hear out for.
You've been listening to Living Excellently, Becoming Your Masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit with Gina T. Tune in live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Gina T helps guide you to spiritual alignment on your life journey with awe and wonder. Level up to live excellently, give generously, and trust.